With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Leaders on Capitol Hill reacting to the possible assassination attempt against former President Trump today at a campaign rally. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise said he is praying for President Trump. There's never any place for political violence. Mr. Scalise was shot and injured in 2017 at a congressional baseball game practice near Washington, D.C. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, "I thank God that former President Trump is safe," referencing her own experience with political violence against her husband to condemn the attack. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said in a statement, "Tonight, all Americans are grateful that President Trump appears to be fine after a despicable attack on a peaceful rally." House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, both Democrats of New York, issued statements condemning the violence and thanking the Secret Service for protecting the former president. Former President Bush and his also condemned the attack. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden this afternoon sharply condemning the violence in Pennsylvania today. He says this should never happen in America, adding that he was going to be speaking with the former president sometime later this evening. In the meantime, now, law enforcement officials say the shooting is being investigated as a possible attempted assassination of the former president. This much is known right now. He has been taken to a nearby facility. He has been treated. The Secret Service says that Mr. Trump is fine and remains in good spirits, although he's saddened by the fact that two people apparently at the rally were hit. We've learned one of them was killed, another person was wounded. We have also learned now that the alleged shooter is dead. He was taken out by sharpshooters and snipers from the Secret Service. This is SRN News. No compromise on abortion.
That's the issue that most Americans believe the two parties are the farthest apart on. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 42% of respondents say there is no common ground between Republicans and Democrats on abortion. Another 38% say there might be a little room for compromise, but not much. Amongst registered voters, both Republicans and Democrats agree there is virtually no common ground on abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Hampshire Department of Education restoring a teacher's credentials days after she sued, alleging officials had misrepresented her involvement in a student's abortion. Teacher did not contest her firing from a private school last fall, but sued the education department and top officials over the revocation of her teaching license. The teacher was accused of circumventing the state's parental notification law. This is SRN News. Recapping now the very frightening moments today in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Let me get my shoes. I got you, sir.
Let me get my shoes, sir.
Hold on, your head is bloody.
Sir, we got to move to the bus.
Let me get my shoes. Watch out.
Mr. Trump, as he was being quickly taken off stage and then taken to the medical facility nearby, where, again, we must reiterate, the former president is okay. He apparently was wounded. There was a lot of blood, his right ear. Whether he was shot or whether he was hit by a piece of shrapnel, the Secret Service has not made any indication yet on what the situation is there. We are learning more. We do know the shooter himself was killed by Secret Service snipers. More details, SRNnews.com.